problems away. I'm really crowded with stress, so I go and drink away the pain. Pass me the mic in a club and watch the West the rain supreme.
Before you cross the border, better have those in order. Cause round the spots you lead up where you so stay.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
I am a gamoa, I do. Hello, papi, Miki Baza. J'entends des bails atroces sur moi. À ce qui paraît, je te cours après. Mais ça va pas, mais t'es taré, ouais. Mais comment ça, le monde est hyper. Tu croyais quoi, qu'on se verrait plus jamais. Je pourrais t'afficher, mais c'est pas mon délire. D'après les rumeurs, tu m'as eu dans ton lit. Oh, dja, dja, y'a pas moyen, dja, dja. J'suis pas ta katana, dja, dja, genre. En katana, baby, tu t'aides ça. Oh, dja, dja, y'a pas moyen, dja, dja. J'suis pas ta katana, dja, dja, genre. Tu parles sur moi, ya air, crache encore, ya air. Tu voulais m'avoir, tu savais pas comment faire. Tu jouais un rôle, tu finiras aux enfers. Dans son Nakamura, je l'ai couché. Le jour où on se croise, faut pas tout faire. Tu jouais le grand frère pour me salir. Tu cherches des problèmes sans faire exprès. Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses.
Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses. Comme ça qu'on fait les choses.
Oh, dja, dja. Y'a pas moyen, dja, dja. J'suis pas ta katana, dja, dja, genre. En katana, baby, tu t'aides ça. Oh, dja, dja. Y'a pas moyen, dja, dja. J'suis pas ta katana, dja, dja, genre. En katana, baby, tu t'aides ça. Oh, dja, dja. Y'a pas moyen, dja, dja. J'suis pas ta katana, dja, dja, genre. En katana, baby, tu dead ça. Oh, dja, dja. Y'a pas moyen, dja, dja. J'suis pas ta katana, dja, dja, genre. En katana, baby, tu dead ça. Oh, dja, dja. J'suis pas ta katana, dja, dja, non. Y'a pas moyen, dja, dja, ouais. En katana, baby, tu dead ça. Oh, dja, dja. J'suis pas ta katana, dja, dja, non.
On got on a baby, on got on a baby to the top. On got on a baby. Oh, cha cha. Oh, cha cha. Oh, cha cha.
Unto Satan. Something I'm in your care. And wake up cool, but oh, I'm in a big mood. Call I feel you. Something wake up cool in my body. Tell me what you do. I'm in a big mood. Call I feel you. Something wake up cool in my body. Tell me what. Some liquor, they do me jeje. Get something sweet to put on my head, that's why. Now you the cool in my stress, so yeah. Make we go December. But some liquor, they do me jeje. Get something sweet to put on my head, that's why. Now you the cool in my stress, so yeah.
I'm in a big mood. Girl, I feel you. I know say your love cause passing money, but I still want you. I'm in a big mood, girl, I don't want you. Now only you, if you cool do my bad day, nobody but you, yeah. Every night I go to rock your body, yo. Baby girl, we go there no solo. Nobody fit tell me to leave my baby, yo. Bend every night if it turn to baby, yo. Me and you, when you wake up, girl, you splashing on me, yo. Girl, Lula sweat all on me, yo. Like the design, you be dripping on me, yo. Maybe that's why I know if you leave, yeah.
Something wake up cool in my body, tell me will do. I'm in a big mood, cause I feel you. Something wake up cool in my body, tell me will do.
Make we go disappear. Want some liquor, they do me check. Get something sweet to put on my head, that's why. Now you the cool in my stress, oh yeah. Make we go disappear. Want some liquor, they do me check. Something sweet to put on my head, that's why. Now you the cool in my stress, so yeah.
Baby, baby, girl, you know. When the money done the show, send a star boy. Big whiz, big daddy, enter the show. We know they mind best, you know, man. We just come, your mind at home. I'll bum a walk, but I'm a bum a lot. I'm a like 20 standard, yo. We know they mind best, you know. We not gonna keep us, you know. Solo, nobody fit tell me to leave my baby. Bend every night if it turn to baby. Me and you, when you wake up, girl, you splashing on me. Girl, look like sweat all on you. Like the design, you be dripping on you. Baby, that's why I need you.
Oh, I'm in a big mood. Cause I feel you. Something wake up cool in my body. Tell me what you do. I'm in a big mood. Cause I feel you. Something wake up. Tell me what you do.
Make we go disappear. Pour some liquor, they do me check. Get something sweet to put on my head, that's why. Now you the cool in my stress, so yeah. Make we go disappear. Pour some liquor, they do me check. Get something sweet to put on my head, that's why. Now you the cool in my stress, so yeah.
Baby, pan, come on, no, 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 Yes, 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 beautiful people. Now, if you are on TikTok or your children are, you will know what that last song was that I just spin for you guys. Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to another edition of the Empower Hour here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Thursday. I am your host today, Miss Trish, and today it's going to be about music, good vibes, and enlightenment as usual. But before I get into anything else, I'm going to bless this show and everybody who is listening. So basically, I'm going to say the same one that I said last week, because the feedback that I received from that blessing was phenomenal. So I'm going to bless this show and everyone who is listening. I want to send out great energy on this day. I want to encourage you all to fall in love with yourselves and fall in line with being and healing and being patient with your journeys, because we are all different and no two people are the same. You're all born with something that refuses to settle to be just average. So take time to do whatever makes you happy and treat yourself with kindness. Also, I want to add this week that I want to send some special good vibes and love to anyone and everyone that may be going through a rough time. I know it's not easy or simple, but at the same time, I just want to let you guys know that things will get better. So many things in this life are questionable, and it does all happen for a reason. But at the end of the day, tough times only last if we allow them to. So just remember that. So I want to thank you guys again for joining me on this awesome Thursday morning. You guys, I'm turning this down because it's going to play loud in our ears. There you go. Hey. All right. So, yeah. So it's Thursday morning. It's October 21st. Okay. So I know you guys are not the only ones, right? Or I'm not the only one, excuse me, thinking that, hello, October just started. Like, what are we doing? Why is it going so fast? Like, I don't understand. I remember blinking and I'm like, oh, okay, it's October. All right, it's a little bit much, but yeah, it's a little fast. I'm finding October swinging by, rushing by, like it has somewhere to go that we don't know about. I don't know if you guys feel the exact same way. But anyways, let's get into it. So, as usual, this would be the part of the show where I tell you about my week. Okay, so from last Thursday till today, what went down? What happening? Well, what's happening with me is basically, these days for me, it's been only about work, like work, like so much work. I'm just like, okay, when am I going to take a break? But no, honestly, it's been about work and good work. And that's all I've really been doing, you guys. I'm in front and behind the scenes. And of course, you guys already know I take care of my loved ones, which brings me extreme amounts of joy. However, you know, something always has to happen to Miss Trish when she's outside. It's like I attract this kind of stuff all the time. And I'm like, okay, I guess this is just my life now. So this is not a bad thing. So I want you guys to be open-minded, because the end of the story is kind of cute. So anyways, I discovered something major, and I think it should be an invention at the end of the day. So we need to put masks out there with like halitosis blockers, okay? With bad breath blockers. We do only because everybody's human and everybody has a bad breath day. Everybody does. But let me give you guys this little story. So I went to the pharmacy to get my essentials, and I met this nice melanated lady. Just, you know, when sometimes people have good vibes and good energy, you can kind of feel it. So I met her and we were talking and stuff like that. And as we were speaking about life and, you know, the general Tuesday that it was, I noticed that her breath was kind of kicking, like it was kung fu powing. It was martial artsing. It was doing everything possible. I was just like, oh my God. And what a beautiful mask she had on. And I told her I would talk about this because I feel like it's something that we need to talk about. Anyway, so we're talking and I'm starting to back up and I'm just like, okay, maybe I'm making it obvious. I don't know if some of you guys are like me where you cannot hide your face when things happen, but I don't know, through my mask, I guess you could probably see that I was suffering from her breath kind of killing me. So she's like, she actually asked me bluntly, like, does my breath stink? And I'm like, ma'am, I'm sorry. You're so sweet. But yes, it does. It totally does. And I don't know why. And she's like, no, ha ha. She came laugh. And she started laughing. She's like, it's just because I just finished eating something and I just put on the mask right away and I ran into the pharmacy to get some gum. But you know, when you get distracted and you see other things. So I'm like, yeah, granted, cool. that's all right. But then after we started talking, I'm like, listen, don't you think they should put halitosis blockers or something, or some kind of mint masks or something like that? Because we don't know how long we're going to be wearing these masks for. You know, a lot of us are annoyed of them, me being one of them. I know a lot of people are annoyed. But at the same time, too, while we have them on, right, can't some of us, or one of us creatives, invent a mask, mint, blocker, something? I don't even know if I'm saying this right, but we were talking about that. We had a good laugh. She bought what she bought. I bought what I bought. We went about our days and we kept it moving. Again, we are all human, so sometimes we're going to have bad breath days. So it's not, again, she knows I was going to say this. I was going to either talk about this on one platform or the next, and I chose this one because I know she's listening. But anyway, I think that would be a great invention. I think that would be a great invention for someone to do, like put a mint or something on the mask, because ooh, sometimes it gets hectic in there. And sometimes it gets hectic for us too. I don't know if you guys have, don't act all bougie now, guys. You know, sometimes you put on your mask after you've eaten something and you're like, whoa, child, what is that? Unless you're a person who is adamant about always putting a gum in your mouth. I know sometimes I've eaten, what is the last thing I ate? And I was like, ooh, it kicked back. I was like, oh, that's a kick. Ooh, ooh. You know what I'm saying? What was it? Ooh, it was my favorite. It was a roti. So I ate a roti recently and I put my mask on right after. And I was just like, wow. Ooh, Trish, ooh, ooh, a little Listerine, you know what I mean? Ooh, won't hurt you, won't hurt nobody. So, yes, that's what happened to me the other day. But again, it was all in good fun, and I'm happy that people are still out there and able to laugh at themselves, laugh with each other, and just be positive about a situation that could have been a negative, but we didn't make it that. So thank you for being so awesome about, you know, your halitosis, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? And this is what we did. This is how I spoke to her. I appreciate you for that. And thank you for allowing me to share it on my platform as well. In other Miss Trish news, have you guys turned on your heat yet? Have you turned on your heat yet? So we are now at the time when it is getting dark at 6:30 p.m. The mornings are super frigid. And unfortunately, I had to put away all my sandals and my summer clothes. Now, I know you're probably saying, Trish, it's October 21st. You should have been done that September. No, excuse me. We had hot days. So I was like, you know, in denial, and I didn't want to put away my summer clothes or my sandals. But I have finally put them away because it is so cold. Now, the thing with summer is it never tends to tell us goodbye. Summer just is like, well, I'm out. I did what I had to do for the couple of weeks, months, or whatever I felt like, and now I'm gone. And I know that it's something that we should be used to, like the cold coming in so just like rapidly like that, like the days changing. But I'm just never ready. I'm not sure about you guys, but I am just never ready. But I want to warn those who are pumpkin spice happy. I love you guys, and you know it. And I come in you guys' inboxes and on your social medias because I'm not scared. But I'm going to tell you guys something. It is not time for your Christmas decorations. Okay, can we please breathe through the rest of October before you guys who do celebrate Christmas to chill with the Christmas music, to chill with the Christmas decorations? You guys know already. I know a lot of you guys can relate to this. There are so many stores already with Christmas decorations, and I'm here like, okay, but wait, we didn't even breathe the rest of October yet. Why is there so many Christmas decorations around? Like, I don't understand. So everybody who I know and love, whose inbox I've been in to tell them to calm down with the Christmas decor, although it is your choice, I'm still going to tell you to calm down with the Christmas decor, because I can guarantee you this: none of us are ready for snow. How about it? How about, and if you are ready for snow, well, then you and I are different kind of friends, because because I don't like snow. I'm sorry. I'm not a snow girl. That, not at all. Although I am born in March, okay? My birthday's March 8th. I am born on International Women's Day, which is still considered winter, right? And you would think I would be happy to be in the snow, but No, definitely not. I definitely have an island mind and an island body temperature. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like snow. I don't like cold, sleet, black ice, any of that. Also, too, another reason why I don't like winter is because I have fallen too many times. I remember one time I slipped on a piece of black ice. Who else can relate? Oh boy, that black ice when you can't see it and you're walking confidently in your good winter boots and all of a sudden you just slip. It's like, my goodness, why am I outside? I don't know if you guys have ever experienced a winter fall like that where you're like, But why am I even here though? I'm questioning life. You question life when you start to fall like that. So I don't know how many of you can relate to that, but I know I can. I certainly relate to that. I'm always like, Trish, just go back home. It's, whatever you need is not that serious. And you start to just convince yourself that, you know what? I don't think I need it anymore. I just don't. So basically, yes, please guys, chill with the holiday stuff in time, right? In time. So anyways, that was basically my week. Nothing new, nothing too crazy. Something always happens in my life, and I think that's what I'm placed on this earth for. I don't know, but something always happens, and we are back here again today on this blessed Thursday. It's always a blessing when you're able to just open your eyes and live, right? And I'm going to play a motivational video for you guys later, which I'm so excited for, but I'm going to break us off into a little more music because, you know, I want you guys to hear a great balance of both. So I'm going to play some music, and then I'm going to come back with this week's headlines.
I'm a gay no be so, can you one capture my soul? I'm a gay no be so. Make you one wombo lombo. Peru, pa, peru, peru, pa. I'm loose. Even Peru done the para. To nothing, Josie. I'm in Josie. Won't call if you want one, Josie. I'm not playing with you, I'm not joking. My thought of mom is loaded. Me, you can fag up, but I'm on body. I'm on duty, but I'm on low key. They won't do me, they won't do me. They won't do me, don't they won't do me. When you won't want me, when you won't want me, I'm in San Francisco, Jami. When you won't want me, when you won't want me, I just flew in from Miami. Peru, para, Peru, para, I'm loose. Even Peru done the para. She says you like my tune. She say me, I never seen a girl like you. Say you like my tattoos. Tell me I want to be inside you. She's my woman. Inside Puna, sweet like sugar. In my new van, come to me, yeah, they swim like tuna. When you won't want me, when you won't want me, I'm in San Francisco, Jami. When you won't want me, when you won't want me, I just flew in from Miami. Peru, para, Peru, para, I'm loose, even Peru.
Ended earlier than I wanted it to. But you know what, guys? You know it's me on the ones and twos, so sometimes there will be a little technical difficulty, but it's okay. I'm glad that you guys are back, and I'm glad that you are back with me. Just going to turn on the music just a little bit so that we can hear each other, because, you know, I like to act like you guys are here with me this morning. So, yes, I promised you guys that I would talk some headlines this morning, and I honestly hate, and I know hate is not a great word to use, but I actually do hate this kind of news because I'm just like, this shouldn't happen. This has to stop. So another senseless violence killing, unfortunately, in the city of Montreal. So a Montreal boy, 16, fatally stabbed outside his school. Police seek 3 teen suspects. And, okay, so this was all over social media, I'm going to say about 2 days ago. And when I saw it, I was like, okay, when's enough enough? Like, and you don't want to blame the parent, or you don't want to blame anybody specifically, but it's like, okay, so what do we do to change this? Anyway, so I'm going to read this to you with my heart breaks. Anyway, so Montreal boy, 16, fatally stabbed outside his school. Police seek 3 teen suspects. The boy made it inside the school to seek help and was sent to hospital after the 3 p.m. attack in the neighborhood of Côte-des-Neiges. Montreal police said at about 8:45 that he passed. He was stabbed just outside the school he attended, according to the English Montreal School Board, an alternative school called Programme Mile N that was located in the basement of another school, Coronation Elementary. Police said the stabbing started as a fight between a group of boys and that they're looking for 3 suspects, all ages 16 to 18. Earlier Monday, Montreal police said they were called to the intersection of Van Horn and Victoria Avenues around 3 p.m. for a call about an assault with a weapon. Upon arrival, officers found the victim, a 16-year-old boy who was suffering from serious stab wounds to his upper body. He had been in an altercation with a group of young people near a sports center, said police. That recreation center is right next to Coronation Elementary, sharing a block of Van Horn with it. Plamondon Metro is right across the street. Ooh, it's heavy to read, and it's heavy to report because, you know, I have my nephew, right? I have my nephew who I love dearly, and I worry about him. I worry about the young people of this generation. I worry about how they think. I worry about their thoughts. I worry about why they think that violence is the answer to everything. I don't understand it. It's not something that I think I'll never really understand it. I'm not sure where they're getting this influence from, that violence is the answer to absolutely everything. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand it, you guys. And I don't think that I'm going to ever be able to comprehend that anytime. It's sad. My condolences, our condolences from the Empower Hour goes out to that family because it's not easy. Like, we're not supposed to bury our children, you know? We're not supposed to bury our children. So hearing that was not nice. And I know that they're having a vigil, but I'm going to do that in the community updates. I'll definitely give you guys the information about that there. So I'm going to move on to the next story. Montreal Native Women Shelter seeks inquiry into youth protection. So, you know, kind of goes hand in hand. I'm going to get that up for you guys here. So, So basically, the Montreal Native Women's Shelter is asking Quebec's Human Rights and Youth Rights Commission to launch a public inquiry into the hiring and treatment of Indigenous people at Batshaw Youth and Family Services. This is not an easy day for me, the shelter's executive director, Nakuset, said Tuesday, shaking her head and sounding resigned. She says fulfilling a formal request with the province felt like the only way the West Island Anglophone Youth Protection Agency would address any of the issues Nakuset and her organization have been raising for years. We had a collaboration agreement with Batshaw from 8 years ago, she said. We have worked tirelessly with them to create all different kinds of programming, services, tools for them to work with and the Indigenous community. We've made so many efforts to try and help them, and it's just falling on deaf ears. Sad, right? I think she feels, she says it's hard to fathom, and I know that she feels defeated. Like, look how many times you have to try to get something that's actually right in place, and it's like every time you do it, it doesn't happen. So, you know, I don't like these again, because it's just like, okay, why do we have to fight so hard for something that actually should be, right? So I don't know about that, but I really do put positive vibes in their direction because, wow, this kind of stuff is really not easy. All right, so we're going to go to the next one. This is the provincial government's funding to help fight homelessness in Quebec. Now, I don't remember exactly where in Montreal this was, but I found it heartbreaking because I think I saw a whole bunch of tents outside of Montreal. Where was it? I think it was around, goodness, I don't want to say the wrong place, but if you guys know what I'm talking about, you can put it on our page. But there was a whole bunch of, when the pandemic first started, there were a lot of tents outside, and I was like, wow, broke my heart to see how many people actually don't have a roof over their head. And it's like, okay, so what can we do? Again, you know, Miss Trish is one for solutions, so I always ask, what can we do? And I'm hoping that this can do something. So the provincial government funding to help fight homelessness in Quebec. The Quebec government is injecting $280 million over the next 5 years to help fight homelessness and find permanent places to live for people who don't have fixed addresses. The money is being earmarked for shelters such as the Old Brewery Mission and the Welcome Hall Mission in Montreal. The funds are also including plans to help Indigenous people who don't have a place to call home, and additional funding is aimed at temporary shelters for women. Now, again, I feel like this is great, but I need to see it happen, you know. And the thing is, what we need to do as a community is we actually need to follow up. They say in the next 5 years this is going to happen, so we need to take responsibility for hearing something that is this positive. It's just like, okay, it's positive, but is it really going to happen? You know what I'm saying? They can say, like I said last week, and I think I said it 2 weeks ago, they can say as much as they want, but actions always speak louder than words. Always, always, always. So Let's see what happens there. Let's cross our fingers and hope that, you know, homelessness is no longer a thing within 5 years. 5 years from now will be 2026, so let's keep an eye out on it. The next one is English Montreal School Board asks court to speed up exemption from religious symbol laws. The English Montreal School Board was before the Quebec Court of Appeal Monday, asking for an acceleration of its exemption to Bill 21, the controversial law that prevents some civil servants in positions of authority, including teachers, from wearing religious symbols while at work. Several groups are challenging Bill 21 in court. They lost the first round of that court battle in a decision from Superior Court Justice Marc-André Blanchard last April that upheld the law. Blanchard made one exception. English language school boards would be exempt from Bill 21. He ruled that the desire of English school boards to foster diversity by choosing who they hire was protected by the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Now, I didn't play the disclaimer at the beginning of this show, but I'll just say this in the most polite way possible. No one should decide what people wear on their heads if they are public servants and they were doing their jobs and they are doing their jobs great. I think there are some things that we are digging into, like not we, Quebec is digging into, that they have no business digging into, respectfully. Like, leave it alone. What is the difference? I don't get it. You know what I mean? Just stop. Just stop for the noise and just stop for that stuff. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I don't know. I'll never understand it. This whole Bill 21 thing. What is the difference? What is the problem? Anyway, I digress because we're going to go on. Do you guys remember Zellers? Okay. So Hudson Bay is apparently sues Quebec retailer alleging trademark infringement of Zellers brand. So you guys remember Zellers? If you're young and you're listening to me, you probably will not remember Zellers, and I'm just showing my age right now, and that's totally okay. But apparently this is what's happening. This is what's going on. So somebody is saying members of the Quebec family behind the recent trademark applications for companies bearing the name Zellers are the focus of a lawsuit by Hudson's Bay Company, which owns the defunct retail brand. In a statement of a claim filed in federal court, the company accuses members of the Moniz family of trademark infringement, depreciation of goodwill, and so-called passing off the deceptive marketing or misrepresentation of goods. The Moniz family is being behind various recent trademark applications and corporate registries, including Zellers Inc., Zellers Convenience Stores, and Zellers Restaurant. Whoa, well, I don't know about you guys, but did you guys ever eat at the Zellers restaurant? I didn't. And I'm not coming down on it. I'm just saying I've never eaten at the Zellers restaurant. I don't know what they serve. I know that I always wanted to eat there, but my mom was like, nah, we got food at home. So, you know, when your mom's like, no, you got food at home, you definitely cannot eat at Zellers. And we were just going to buy a few things, but the few things always seemed like a million things. So I'm like, ma, I thought we came here just to get comforters. See us walk out with two carts, comforters and towels, sometimes school supplies early in the summer, earlier than it needed to be. And it's just like, geez, Louise, you think we're not hungry with all this stuff and you just came to get a set of towels? Now we have all this kind of stuff. We got a new TV even. Geez, Louise. You know what this reminds me of? I'm going to show my age even more this morning. Consumers. Do you guys remember Consumers? And with the big, big, big catalog, and you used to look into it, like every single page. And Consumers was so awesome back then that they had plastic over their pages. Who remembers that? Okay, I remember Consumers very well. And Consumers was one of those stores where I believe you had to go in and order, right? So they had kind of had their little online thing before anything started. But Consumers was the stuff. It was the business. My mom used to order from there a lot. She used to order a lot of Tupperwares because my mom used to have Tupperware parties. I don't know who else's queen had Tupperware parties, but I know my mom did. So yeah, I just wanted to touch on those little stories because those are like memory lane stuff. Tell me, you know what, if you guys are listening right now and if you're on our page, let us know of what other stores you remember growing up as a child and stuff like that, because we had some stores, and when we used to go in there, it used to be some stuff and it used to be packed. I feel like everybody used to go to these stores on Saturdays. I don't know about you guys, but for me, it felt like everybody. I used to see all my friends from school on Saturdays and either Zellers, Consumers, Giant, Tiger, Sears, or anything like that. So if you guys have any stores that you remember, definitely post it on our page. Next story, the STM, which is the Metro and the bus for those those of you who take it. They warn of big cuts to Montreal's public transit next year unless it's bailed out. Montreal's Transportation Corporation is facing a $62 million shortfall for 2022. Montreal's Transit Corporation said it could be forced to make major service cuts to its metro lines and bus network next year if it's not able to secure an additional funding to balance its budget. The Société de Transport de Montréal is facing a $62 million shortfall once again for 2022. Without additional funding, the transit authority says metro and bus service could be reduced by up to 30%. This is a last resort resolution, which does not in any way correspond to the will of the STM, but which the company could be forced to put in place, says spokesperson Philippe Deray. Well then, if they don't get that $62 billion, what's going to happen? 30% is a lot. Even 10% would be a lot, but 30%. So already, it's not to say that our STM service is horrible, because I've actually lived in Toronto, no offense. And that, the TTC. Now, my bestie is a TTC operator. You know, he's a great guy. But that TTC, woo, it's not as bad as STM. Trust me, guys, I've lived in both places. And I can tell you, woo, Toronto's transit system. Whew, I wish I can say more than what I'm saying. Sometimes you're like, gee, waited a whole hour for the bus. Now, I know things happen, and I know winter happens, and I know a whole bunch of things happens. But sometimes when I used to live in Toronto, the TTC, I'm just like, whew, all right. Geez, guess I'm taking a taxi to work, because you wake up early. You wake up ready to go. And it's just like, it doesn't happen. Now, I am sure this has happened with the STM. What I'm saying is, if there's already problems with the STM, imagine it being cut by 30%. So me, I'm hoping they find funding. Or if they don't find funding, they can find another alternative, which would be great. Because, you know, again, Ms. Trish is a person of solution. So let's just see what happens. Everything happens for a reason, like I told you guys before. So if it is cut, now, I hope they find something else or another transport service or something cheaper. I don't know. Something has to happen. All right. Well, you're going to move on. So this one is all, I know I have a lot of mothers who listen to the Empower Hour on Thursday morning. So I didn't do my question of the day, which I'll probably do next week. But anyway, so I read this headline, and being an auntie, I'm just an auntie, right? I'm not a mommy. But being an auntie, I read this, and I was just like, ooh, I wonder how these queens would react if it were them. So the headline of this next story, this is actually world news, if you guys are interested to know what I'm reading. It is a mom takes action after her five-year-old, you guys ready, was put in a chokehold at school. Oh, goodness. I think the universe knows why I don't have children yet. You know, I talked to you guys about that 2 weeks ago, and, you know, I gave you guys that I'm not ready thing. But there's also reasons like this as to probably why I don't have children yet. So Pamela said she couldn't believe her ears when she went to Fairview Elementary School in Fairfax Station, Virginia, to pick up her five-year-old son from a dentist appointment on October 3rd. Before she could reach the vestibule near the principal's office where her son was waiting, she could hear him in distress. To my shock and horror, I found my son being put in a chokehold. This school resource officer was holding him at a 90-degree angle. My son kept trying to kick to get out of it, and the tighter the grip got. I repeatedly told him to let my son go. I was scared because I was like, will I also be shot dead trying to save my son? But I also said, it's worth it because I'm going to be there and let my son die or pass out. I'm not going to be there, excuse me, and let my son die or pass out in front of me, the mother of three said. Ultimately, the school officer pushed the boy away, letting him go. Now I'm wearing a sweater this morning. And it's not because I'm hot. It's just because my blood is boiling reading that. Like, what is... Trish, digress. You're on the radio. What is going on here? Really and truly, is this what we're doing now? Is this what we're doing now? So my question is, if to the mothers that are listening, you can inbox me, you can post it on the Empower Hour, you can do what you would like. What would you do? What would you do if this is your son? You walked into the school and you've seen this happening and it's an officer. What would you do? That's all. That's my question for today. That's my question for today. What would you do if this was you? My last news story, which I think is long overdue, you know, it's pretty long overdue. It's a good news one. I'm going to leave you guys on a good note before we leave this the headlines this morning. So Maya Angelou is to appear on the U.S. Quarter as part of the 2022 American Woman series. Okay, so go on, Maya Angelou. Anywhere she is, I'm cool. You know, I think that it's a good idea. I think that her face should probably be in a lot of places. But, you know, I think it's long overdue that they put her face in the most recognizing place office, like possible. Because Maya Angelou, guys, come on. Like, really? We know Maya Angelou. So the Maya Angelou quarter will be the first coin to be issued from the American Woman Quarters program in 2022. Other women being honored in this series include Wilma Mankiller, the first female principal chief of the Cherokee Nation, Nina Otero Warren, a leader in New Mexico's suffrage movement, and the first female superintendent of Santa Fe Public Schools, Anna Mae Wong, the first Chinese American film star in Hollywood, and Dr. Sally Ride, physicist, astronaut, educator, and the first American woman in space. Each woman will appear on the reverse tail side of the quarter, with George Washington's image remaining on the obverse heads of the coin. Personally, I think it's cool that it's all these women, but I do really feel that it should have been both sides. You know what I'm saying? Time for change. Why aren't we changing this? It should have been, in my eyes, it should have been both sides. That's it. That's all I'm saying. But I'm glad that Maya Angelou is on one of them. It's a start for greater things. It makes more history. It's beautiful to see. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm happy to see it. And I'm also happy to end off our headlines with something so positive. All right, guys. So I'm going to play you guys some music. Then we're going to come back again. You know, we're always coming back. And then we're going to do basically a motivational video of the day, which I'm very excited for you guys to hear. This one is awesome. So stay tuned. I'm going to play you guys some music. This song's called Understand, which I heard over the weekend. And I'm like, yep, got to play it on my show. So here is Understand by Oma Lay.
Under.
guys. So if you want to know the name of that song, his name is Oma Lay, and it's Understand. Heard this song on SiriusXM over the weekend. I'm not even going to lie about where I heard it. And I was like, oh my goodness, this song is beautiful. So I decided to grace you guys with that beautiful song this morning. So we are at the goals and affirmations part of our show. And I just wanted to play you guys a video about enjoying life. I feel like because there's a lot going on, we're actually forgetting how to enjoy life. And because life is so short too, it's just like, my goodness, you know, we have to enjoy the moments that we have with the people that care for us, where we fit at the tables that people want us in, you know what I mean? Where we're not actually fighting to fit at anybody's table anymore. We just do our own thing. So I want us to enjoy every moment of life, because you know what, it's so important. So I'm going to read you guys two quotes about, you know, enjoying life and life being short, and then I'm going to play you this awesome video. So the first quote is, life is short, cut out negativity, forget gossip, say goodbye to people who don't care, spend time with people who are always there, right? And the next one is, life is full of surprises, you don't know what will happen, so enjoy and be ready for surprises. Ooh, that I like that, because I like surprises. Good surprises, that is. Good surprises. You know what I'm saying? Not no weird surprises. I like good surprises. But sometimes the weird surprises could be lessons. You just never know. But anyways, folks, I'm not going to keep you guys too long, because I am excited about this Enjoy Your Life video, and I want you to hear it and take it in this morning. So this is called Enjoy Your Life. Get into it. Get your pen and your papers and take some notes. Relax and take note, like Biggie Smalls says. So here you go, guys. Here's your motivational video for today.
The time to enjoy yourself is in the now, in the moment of whatever it is that you are trying to achieve. It starts as soon as you open up your eyes in the morning, or whenever it is that you start the day. As soon as you open up your eyes to greet the day, you enter into consciousness. It is at that moment that your creativity is at its most powerful. Right there and then, you have an opportunity to steer your thoughts and your emotions in the direction that you want them to go, not in the direction that they're telling you to go. In other words, you can literally choose to seize the day, or you can let the day seize you. As soon as you open up your eyes to start the day, is to immediately start focusing on something or someone that you are totally grateful for in your life. I don't care what it is or who it is, but I want you to feel it with your heart and soul. Your only goal as soon as you open up your eyes is to be to make yourself feel good and to give yourself enough confidence to get through the day. Don't worry about what needs to be done. Think about who you have to be in order to get it done. And you do this by focusing on all the things that you're grateful for. Focus on what's working in your life rather than fixating on what isn't working. Maybe you're grateful for the person that's lying next to you. Maybe you're thinking of your children. Maybe it's a dog lying on the side of your bed. Maybe you're listening to the birds outside your window. It's the wonderful house you live in. Maybe it's the wonderful organization that you belong to. It doesn't matter what it is. You just feel it with your heart and soul. You build from there and you keep going. Why do I want you to do this? Because gratitude is the most powerful connection you have to your higher self. You always, always want to start your day connected to this higher self. And when you do, life becomes easier. You don't take things personally. When you're confronted with a challenge, you just look at it for what it's worth. It's a challenge. Everybody's confronted with challenges. And you know that there's something within you that can meet it and overcome it and move forward as a result of it. Tell yourself you're going to enjoy the day. Say it to yourself, you know what? I'm going to enjoy the day. This is going to be a good day. Visualize how you want your life to go. Visualize yourself having fun with your fellow workers, the people you're working for, who are working for you. Doesn't matter. Just visualize yourself achieving the goal. And always, always find the laughter within you and around you every day of your life. And that should start in the morning before you leave the house. There's humor all around you. We get so caught up and our thought process on what needs to be done, we let all the funny stuff in our lives just pass us by. Another thing that can put you in a great mood every day, do something nice for somebody. Do something nice for somebody. There's nothing that can bounce you back to enjoy the day than that. All these things that I am telling you is giving you a different thought process, a different focus to look at life from a different perspective. And our lives move in the direction of our most dominant thoughts and what we focus on day in and day out. Not only do our lives move in the direction of what we focus on and what we think about, but those very things that we're thinking about and focusing on are moving closer to us. In other words, people, the more you focus on your lack, the more of that you're going to get back. Because people, when you start laughing at a negative, intense, stressful, overwhelming situation like that, your brain is no longer focusing on that negative situation. Your brain could only focus on one thing at a time. Right now, your brain is laughing at something ridiculous that you just did. And even if your brain did go back to that negative situation, which it will do eventually, but guess what? It won't be as overwhelming as it was before, because you've calmed your nervous system down to the point where you can control the situation instead of having that situation control you. How to acquire the attitude that you need to succeed on all levels of life while enjoying the process. There within lies the key phrase, my friends, while enjoying the process, because it seems to be something that most of us leave by the wayside. Especially when we're setting out to achieve our goals and we want to accomplish something, we get so caught up that enjoying ourselves becomes secondary. You know, I would wager any amount of money that most of the people in this room, when you were writing out your plans and your goals for the future, nowhere on that list did you include enjoying yourself during the process. Instead, what we have a tendency to do is that we create these dangerous mindsets. You have any idea what you're doing when you say these things to yourself? You're literally putting your happiness on hold. You are actually convincing yourself that your happiness is dependent upon something that has to take place at some point in the future. That's insane. And you want to know why it's insane? Because happiness will always be a couple of steps ahead of you. My friends, the time to enjoy yourself is in the now, in the moment of whatever it is that you are trying to achieve. Whether you're cleaning the garage, raising a family, or going to work, it is your right to enjoy yourself. In fact, every morning, as soon as you wake up, create a healthy belief system and say to yourself, every morning, I'm going to enjoy this day. That's not to say that you're not going to be confronted with challenges and problems. Of course you will. But what I am saying is that you will be able to bounce back a lot faster from those challenges and those problems because you're arming yourself with the bounce back factor. You're starting your day off with a very healthy mindset. This is how you take control of your lives. You determine whether you're going to enjoy the day, not outside circumstances. And I'll tell you what, I'm looking at all of you right now, and I don't care who you are, and I don't care how much money you make, and I don't care how many things you own, the bottom line is this. If you are not happy, you are not successful. To understand and to utilize the power of choice to work for you, not against you. You know, you cannot stop life from throwing stuff at you. You can't. It's impossible. You cannot stop the unexpected from interfering with your goals and your dreams, but you can always choose how to respond once these things are thrown. You can always choose the state of mind you want to be in once these things are thrown. You need to understand that your entire life is based on the choices that you make. And for every single choice you make, whether it's made consciously or unconsciously, there is a consequence. In fact, I'm looking at you all right now. Where you are at this point in your life is based on choices that you made at some point in the past. Those choices are the key factors that determine the quality of life that you have right now, personally and professionally. Now, if you don't like the way your life is going on any level, it's time for you to sit down, to reflect, and make different choices. And as you're doing this, and I can't stress this enough, especially with what you folks do for a living, understand this. Your sense of humor is your sense of perspective. It's a choice we all have on how to deal with so much of the stuff that life throws at us every day. Whenever you are in the middle of a negative emotion of any kind, at some point you literally have to stop yourself and say, whoa, where is this going to take me? If you don't like the answer, know that you have the power to change the outcome, to unleash the power of your humor being on a daily basis. You know, we go through the course of our lives, and we let circumstances, situations, and events, and people to suck the energy right out of us. Because we don't know we have a choice. We don't know that we have tools that can turn us around. Your humor being, my friends, is of your higher self. It is the part of you that brings out the best in you when times get really tough. I can't stress to you enough the importance of taking time out to laugh throughout the course of a day. It's a key to happiness, especially when you're confronted with challenging times. And I understand this, my friends. You know, I understand that sometimes our problems, your problems, are so overwhelming that you just can't find the laughter. But understand this, that's when you need it the most. Do you want to know what happy people know? Happy people know they're going to have sad days. Happy people know they're going to have bad times. Happy people are not exempt from the trials and tribulations of life. But they all have this incredible way of shifting perspective. That is to say, that they allow themselves to temporarily step away from those situations
that are causing them pain or bringing them down. And they immediately start focusing their attention on what's working in their lives instead of concentrating and staying fixated on what isn't working. They bless the things that life has given them instead of cursing the things that life hasn't given them or cursing the things that life has taken from them. And they all have this uncanny way of finding the laughter in between the pain. They don't ignore the pain. They don't run from the pain. They simply find the laughter in between the pain. We all have the power to do this. So that when you eventually do go back to those situations that are bringing you down and causing you pain, which you inevitably do have to do, you notice that it won't be as overwhelming as it was before. Why? Because you're connected to your higher self. You're putting yourself in a position where you are in control of the situation. You've calmed your nervous system down to the point where you can take some kind of control. You know that you have the power to experience any challenge in your life from a healthier perspective. Did you notice my choice of words? I didn't say some challenges. I said any challenge. And how you experience the challenges in your life, my friends, are by the thoughts that you keep programming in your brain day in and day out to understand and to utilize the power of your thoughts to work for you, not against you. Understand this. The thoughts that you have about any challenge in your life will ultimately determine the outcome. It will determine the quality of success and happiness you're going to have in regards to that specific challenge. Contrary to what most people may think in this room, it is not the situation, it's not the circumstance, it's not the event that takes place in our lives that determines our quality of life. It's the thoughts that we have about it. And you want to know why? Because your thoughts about that challenge will either minimize or maximize the effect that that challenge has on you. And it's not your thoughts in and of themselves that gives them great power. It's what your thoughts create is what gives them such great power. Your thoughts formulate the beliefs that you have about that challenge. Your beliefs just don't come from anywhere. They come from constant programming from your thoughts. So if you're constantly walking around with negative thinking, you can bet your life, you can be certain that those thoughts are going to create a destructive belief system. If there is anything that is going to keep you from being productive and successful in your life, it is 100% because of negative self-talk. If you want to know why your energy level is down here as soon as you're starting out the day when it should be up here, it's because of negative self-talk. If you want to know why you're having difficulty enjoying yourself during the process of whatever it is you're trying to achieve, it's because of negative self-talk. You literally have to stop and think about what you're thinking throughout the course of a day because those thoughts are formulating your belief system. A healthy attitude gives you resilience, the ability to bounce back, to deal with the ratio of no's that outweigh the yes's, with the constant change that's always taking place in our lives.
Hey guys. So, as he said, positive thoughts when you wake up in the morning, right? Because why not, right? Like, this is what I was saying about enjoying life and not taking everything so seriously and not taking everything to like levels of where you have to carry it for days. Like, I know some of us, you know, we handle our anger differently. We handle our thoughts differently. But what he's trying to say is like everything really starts in your mind. Absolutely everything starts in your mind and everything starts with choice. So you can choose whether to have a good day or whether to have a bad day, depending on your thoughts. Our thoughts are really important. I had actually myself posted something along these lines the other day on my other Instagram, which is All Things Miss Trish, why I always tell you guys to follow me. And it's because I post mostly positive quotes that I create there. But with that motivational video, he's saying you create your day because of the way that you think. So if you have a headache, let's just say, and you wake up in the morning and you're like, man, my day's not going to be good. First of all, you said that and words have power. So definitely your day's not going to be good. So another thing is we have to watch what we say, but it's also watch what we think. If we think we're going to have a bad day because of a headache, we are going to have a bad day because of a headache. If you're not a person who takes Advil or Tylenol or medication to get rid of your headache and you use other methods, then you use those other methods and you go on with your day. Some of us have migraines, so it's not that easy and we need to sleep in. So you sleep in and you take care of that. But you do not let one thing ruin your entire day. You have to enjoy your life. Life is flying by so quickly. Time is so precious that we don't even realize it. But there's things that we have to embrace and love and just keep close, because you just never know. And this is why it's important to enjoy your life a la max, especially if you're not hurting anybody. You know, some people may be hurt because you're doing your own thing, but you can't really worry about that either. What you do in that situation is you wish them well and you keep it moving. Enjoy your life, guys. Live your life to your fullest. Live your life to your potential. Believe that you can do it. Everything, every moment, everything, every concept, especially in that brain, it definitely starts with you. So if you guys want that motivational video, I will definitely post it on our page. Right now, I'm going to break it up with some music. Here is Pip Millett and Hard Life.
And for him, 64. You have a rough childhood as well, because with him being the only black kid used to be up there, it used to be rough, but he has to fight it out. He was a rough kid.
Try to move on, but got motion sick. It's hard to forget when the dark days hit. It's cruel, remember the things I didn't do. And a dark day hits once more. In disbelief at the depth of the skies, can't open my eyes. Nothing holding me down, yet this weight inside reminds me I'm actually sinking. I've been thinking about the future, eating things I didn't used to. I was free, not before, but after my fall, free to believe in words I didn't mean. Just to get by, I'd rather die than to cry. It's a hard life. When it's buried, I'm cooked. When it's open, I don't think the end is near, but here's